Welcome to Security Wire Weekly, a CertSecurity.com podcast for October 29th, 2008.
This one's pretty nasty. If you're running an earlier version of Windows, this vulnerability can be exploited anonymously, meaning you can just target the system, send it something, and you're in. You've got full access to that system.
That was Jason Miller of Shavlik Technologies talking about the Microsoft RPC flaw. Microsoft issued an out-of-cycle patch for the flaw last week. In a moment, we'll get you up to date.
When it comes to analyzing a network, protecting enterprise data, or fighting malware, you can plop down thousands of dollars for a commercial product, or you can get tons of great functionality from a free tool. Let CertSecurity.com show you how some of the industry's best free and open source tools work in our exclusive screencast series. Each month, one of CertSecurity.com's best experts will offer a step-by-step video presentation showing you how to use the most powerful tools and software, including Nessus, Snort, UTM, and so much more. And it's all free. Don't wait. Watch and learn today. Visit CertSecurity.com/screencast. That's CertSecurity.com/screencast.
And we're back. Microsoft issued a bulletin, MS-0867, to patch a serious flaw in the way Windows handles remote procedure call requests. Microsoft said the vulnerability could be used in the crafting of a wormable exploit. The flaw is rated critical on Windows 2000, XP, and Windows Server 2003, and is given an important rating on Windows Vista and Windows Server 2008. If you haven't done so already, you should start patching now. Hours after the emergency patch was released, there were reports of a Trojan in the wild exploiting the flaw. This week, security researcher H.D. Moore released code for the Metasploit that could lead to a wormable exploit. Meanwhile, Microsoft said it was tracking ongoing attacks in the wild. With us to talk about the vulnerability is Jason Miller of patch management vendor Shavlik Technologies. Jason is a security data team manager there. Jason, thanks for joining us.
Hey, no problem.
What are your initial thoughts in terms of the seriousness of the flaw?
Yeah, first I was, oh boy. It's not unheard of, but they do out-of-band. Usually when there's an out-of-band, there's a good reason why it's out-of-band. This one's pretty nasty. If you're running an earlier version of Windows, which would be 2000, XP or 2003, this vulnerability, it can be exploited anonymously, meaning you can just target the system, send it something, and you're in. You've got full access to that system.
Microsoft says it's a problem with the way Windows handles remote procedure call requests. Explain what RPC requests are and why that makes the flaw that much more serious.
There are a lot of RPC requests that happen on a system for day-to-day functions.
Okay.
It's one of the ways that Microsoft talks to himself, right, or talks to other computers. I mean, there's things like a computer browser so you can, you know, browse and see what computers are out there, file and print sharing. So if you have, like, a file share and the such. So that's basically what RPC is. It's a main way of Windows to communicate with itself.
Okay.
So that's where the seriousness of this is, that they have a workaround, which is to disable the server service, but you're talking about potentially breaking a lot of different things, temporarily breaking, so they wouldn't be functional.
Yeah.
How serious is a wormable exploit, and how difficult is it for an attacker to build?
Let's go back, show you my age, how long I've been doing this. If you go back to the I Love You virus, I believe is the one I'm thinking of. If you're able to target a system, right, inside of a network, and you know what this, to actually go one step further back, if you know what the exploit is and you write yourself a worm, right, which is a virus basically, that a worm can self-propagate itself. It doesn't need human interaction it doesn't need somebody to open their email. It doesn't need somebody to surf to an internet site. If you're able to create a worm and drop this on a corporate network, that worm will now spread itself across the network, right? It will go out there and look for this information. I mean, that's basically what they mean by wormable.
Nice.
Is that there's no human interaction with this thing. This thing could be created to just infect.
So in other words, you don't have to trick a user at all in order to pull off an attack.
No, that's exactly why I said, oh boy, on this one, is that this guy, if he gets on there and if there's a virus written or a worm written for this, this thing could get ugly.
Microsoft says there are limited target attacks in the wild, and we've heard reports of that already.
So the layman's terms of what that means is that somebody's reported this to Microsoft, said, hey, something weird's going on here. I'm getting infected. They've taken a look at it. More than likely what's happening here is some group is targeting some company or some other group. Mm-hmm. They know about this, so it is in the wild. They would not release this if it was not in the wild. Somebody, when they say targeted, means there's only a certain company that's getting affected by this, or there's only a certain ISP that's getting affected by this. It's a group that knows this information that's already written over worm or whatever their attack is on this exploit and using it. But targeted would be it's being specifically targeted. The scary part with this is that it's only if somebody knows how to do it, it's a matter of time before that information gets leaked. Mm-hmm. And then it doesn't become targeted anymore.
Is the patch difficult for administrators to deploy?
It shouldn't be. Our guys here have been looking at this patch. The patch itself isn't too terribly different than any other patch that's out there. Typically, in a cycle for patches, I mean, you want to test the patch to make sure, is it going to break my business applications? Is it going to break something that we run on a day-to-day basis? But something on this, you're just going to have to deploy it, kind of shoot from the hip, be a cowboy. A lot of these vulnerabilities will get security researchers will find them, and then they will send them into Microsoft, and it's kind of a hush-hush thing. But the rules of the game completely change when an evil entity finds it or figures out how to do it. They're not going to tell Microsoft they figured out how to do it. And that's usually where the out of band will come in, is that I mean, there can be vulnerabilities, but if they're in the wild actively exploited, that's when it gets a little dicey.
Well, thanks, Jason. And that does it for this edition of Security Wire Weekly. Be sure to check out our previous podcasts at certsecurity.com/podcast. And as always, you can get the latest security news and information at our news page at certsecurity.com/news. For now, I'm Rob Westervelt. Have a great day.